fewer and fewer Americans are getting vaccinated every day in the United States. The number is down 22% from earlier in the month, which means that on the path to herd immunity, people like Pastor Sean Daniels are going to play an important role convincing people who are hesitant to get the vaccine. White evangelical Christians are especially reluctant. Almost half say they're not going to get it, according to a poll from February. Sean Daniels, pastor of the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Kaywood, Kentucky, joins us now. Pastor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you help us understand why there's so much reluctance among white evangelicals to get vaccinated against this disease?
There is always some type of skepticism in this area. Whenever there's anything new or anything different, you know, particularly in the Bible Belt region, a lot of folks will jump to conclusions, and they'll take the first thing that they hear, whether it's true or not, and they run with that. And that's where there's concern.
Well, is that reluctancy a matter of religion? In other words, you know, if it's God's will for me to get sick, so be it. Is it a skepticism over science? Is it about politics? What is it?
It's not really a political thing. It does come back to biblical matters. Because of some of the teachings about the end times and about what many times people refer to the mark of the beast. And that in and of itself is where a lot of people are having these fears, because they've been taught that there's going to come a time in the end times, as they're told, that you're going to have to receive this mark, that it's going to be forced on you. And that's one of the things that puzzles me as a minister, that no one's forcing you to take this vaccine. But, you know, it's recommended, and it has nothing to do with what, you know, this teaching is all about.
Are you saying that people there are equating the vaccine with Satan? You say mark of the beast. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah. It's part of what's taught in the book of Revelations, and that's what it's referring to.
So when someone comes to you with that concern and says, Pastor, is this vaccine the mark of the beast? What do you say?
Well, I automatically shoot it down, because it's not that. And according to my interpretation of the scripture, nowhere there talks about a vaccine. Nowhere there talks about it being something like that. And that's where the confusion comes in. And I took the vaccine early on as being a chaplain at our local hospital. It was offered to me. And anybody that comes to me personally, I will tell them that it's safe, and it's something that, to me, that God has given our scientists and doctors the ability to create, and it's completely safe.
When someone asks you that question, is it coming from a place of real fear?
I believe some of it is, and a lot of my fellow pastors have actually preached over the last year during this entire pandemic about fear, and how fear is not of God, and that, you know, we don't need to give in to fear, and I agree with that. But then when it comes to this vaccine, this is something that a lot of individuals, Christians all over, prayed for a treatment and a vaccine, and I truly believe that our God provided and gave the knowledge to create these, but now you've got this issue with this reluctancy, and it's puzzling.
So the Biden administration and really public health officials are relying on people just like you, someone who is trusted in the community to help get good information out about the vaccine when people are skeptical or when they're fearful. But when people are also set in their ways, or if they're listening to misinformation and taking that in, how do you effectively steer them away from it?
What I do is I talk to them. I try to, first of all, calm them down and say, you know, listen, let's use common sense here. Let's use, and I refer to godly wisdom, because I believe that God gives us wisdom. He gives us direction and guidance on things like this. And we need to, you know, be faithful and trusting, and understand that, you know, throughout the history of mankind, that there's been so many different advancements in medicine and research and all these things, and this is no different. And so I just try to calm them with some facts, and then just tell them, you know, this is okay. As a leader, as a faith leader in this community, with all of my heart, this is okay.
Well, so do you get up and preach about this? You know, because if you did, that might make a difference.
You know, and I understand that, but that's one thing that I'm very cautious about, because I try to be careful about speaking about the vaccine behind the pulpit, just as I'm careful about talking about politics behind the pulpit. The last thing I want to do is cause any kind of division. However, if anybody comes to me personally, I'm absolutely going to give them my personal views and opinions on it, and which I have. And, you know, it may come to that someday. But right now, I'm just hoping and praying that people will just do this on their own and make these efforts. In any way that I can help, I'll do that.
Sean Daniels is pastor of the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Kaywood, Kentucky. Pastor Daniels, thank you very much for helping us understand this just a little bit better.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me today.